There is a mountain in southern Argentina called Cerro Torre. It's considered one of the world's hardest climbs, and how mountaineers reach its summit is a source of fierce debate in the climbing community. Kelly Cordes climbed it and wrote a book about it called The Tower, a chronicle of climbing and controversy on Cerro Torre. He joins us from Colorado Public Radio in Centennial. And Kelly, you've got to describe this mountain because visually it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it is visually stunning. It's what attracts climbers there in the first place. It's not like the pyramidal type mountains that little kids draw. It's much more sheer than that. It's vertical on all sides. Its easiest route has overhanging climbing. It rises about a vertical mile from its base to its summit of extremely technical climbing, and it's capped with these wild, otherworldly rime ice mushrooms. They bulge out from the top of the mountain like office building-sized structures.
This is like ice or snow buildup.
Yeah, it's this weird kind of amalgam of snow and ice. It doesn't hold together very well, so it makes it really hard to climb, but somehow it holds together well enough to overhang into these crazy formations that can be dangerous if they break off, as they do sometimes.
So this is a very difficult mountain to get to the top of. And as in your book, you vet the history of it, including the very first ascent by a man named Cesare Maestri in 1959. And it turns out there's a lot of controversy about that climb. Can you tell us what happened or what we think happened in 1959?
Right. So in 1959, Cesare Maestri went to try the first ascent of Cerro Torre. It was highly coveted. It had been considered by many, if not most, to be impossible, which, of course, with highly driven alpinists, only whets their appetite. And there was this fierce competition to try to make the first ascent of the mountain. And Maestri went down there with this Austrian ace climber, Tony Egger, and an Italian expat living in Argentina named Cesarino Fava. Now, Fava wasn't quite the climber that Maestri and Egger were. So the story goes, anyway, that he helped them out partway. And then Maestri and Egger made this futuristic dash to the summit. It was so far ahead of the standards of the day that had it actually happened, it would still stand as the greatest ascent in history.
But there was a big question then about whether or not he actually did make it up to the top of the mountain. And Egger died, by the way, on the way down.
Exactly. So all you had was Maestri's word, faithfully backed by Fava. Supposedly they had summit photos, but their camera was with Tony Egger when Egger died. And so the doubts kind of emerged a little bit early on. It was almost like someone saying they flew to the moon before the spacecraft was invented. The top alpinists of each generation kept trying to climb Cerro Torre by way of the route Maestri claimed or somewhere close to it on the north face. And no one was able to do it until 2005. And techniques and standards and equipment have progressed quite a bit since then. But furthermore, Maestri left artifacts of his climb in the initial 1,000 feet. There were fixed ropes, pitons, everything, well over 100 traces of his passage. And above, even though climbers have scoured the areas Maestri claims to have climbed, not a single trace of his passage has ever been found. And on much, much more difficult terrain.
And Maestri has remained stubborn to this very day. But then more than a decade later, he goes back to the mountain and he brings an air compressor with him. And he starts doing something amazing. He starts putting bolts into the side of the mountain, conceivably to make a ladder up to the top. Why did he do that?
It's still somewhat of a mystery. It's a little bit hard to piece together. But when he returned to Cerro Torre in 1970 with this gas-powered air compressor, he said he would humiliate his detractors and make them ashamed for having doubted me. It's really bizarre that he returns to an easier aspect with 400 pounds worth of equipment, a prolonged siege over two seasons, ostensibly to show that he climbed a much more difficult aspect in much better style. It doesn't make sense.
And in doing so, he opens up the mountain, which is a terribly difficult ascent, to people who might not otherwise be able to make the climb.
Yeah, it was still difficult, but the Southeast Ridge, where he put up the compressor route, as it became known, all of the most difficult climbing was now covered in bolt ladders, these bolts spaced every 2 feet apart, completely ignoring the natural features. So you just clip, stand up.
But then, Kelly, another amazing thing happens because just a couple of years ago, two North American climbers make it up to the summit, And then on their way down, they take the bolts off of the mountain, and it opens up a whole new controversy about the ethics of climbing and what sort of help you should have along the way, and should they have taken these bolts down. So explain that. What happened then?
So these two young, strong, cutting-edge climbers with strong ideals, Jason Kruk from Canada and Hayden Kennedy from Colorado, they did what everyone had been talking about forever, which is they climbed the Southeast Ridge, home to the compressor out, without using Maestri's bolt ladders. And while sitting on the summit, they had a discussion and spur of the moment. They said, you know what? People have been talking about this for 40 years. And sure enough, on their way down, they removed about 120 of Maestri's bolts. They basically eliminated the compressor out in doing so, and people flipped. It was a completely outsized reaction. That was one of the things that was most interesting to me, and actually spurred my interest in writing this book.
Well, they were arrested. There were angry mobs to greet them when they got to the bottom. What is it that made people so angry about what they did?
That's a little bit of a hard one to know for sure. But a lot of the people who were most angry couldn't even point to the compressor out on the mountain. So I think basically a lot of the locals just felt offended that these outsiders came in and did whatever they wanted. However, that is exactly what every single climber in history has done in the mountains of Patagonia and in most of the mountains around the world. There is no consensus. There's no committee who decides what you can and can't do.
But do you think that using the bolts to get to the top of this huge, intimidating mountain makes it a real climb?
Boy, that's you're putting me on the spot with that one. I don't want to like dismiss anybody's personal experience because that's really all we have. We're not getting anything tangible out of climbing the mountains except for our personal experiences. And some people did have meaningful experiences climbing the compressor out. I wouldn't take that away from them. And at the same time, I think the mountain's a lot better off and climbing's a lot better off without a string of bolt ladders going up the beautiful and extremely difficult Cerro Torre.
The man at the center of this, Cesare Maestri, a bit of a sad figure in your book.
Yes.
You try to talk to him, and all you get is a letter in return where he basically just maintains that, yes, very vigorously, I made it to the top. He's an old man now. Does it seem to you that this ascent ended up haunting his life? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is fair. I think he's a tragic figure. He says he's haunted by the death of Tony Egger. He says that if he had a magic wand, he would erase Cerro Torre from his life. He says he's had a recurring vision of an earthquake coming and smashing Cerro Torre into a million pieces. I think that the path to peace probably comes through truth rather than through maintaining a story like the 1959 story.
And Kelly, you've been on the mountain. You've climbed it. I believe you came down the compressor route. So how does it rank among the world's most famous mountains?
Cerro Torre, among serious alpinists, is pretty much right at the top of the list of sought-after peaks. Now, when I say serious alpinists, I'm talking about technical climbers. I'm not talking about fixed ropes and Sherpas and bottled oxygen and all that. Serious technical alpinism, how could you look at it and not want to climb it?
Kelly Cordes, an avid climber and the author of the new book, The Tower, a chronicle of climbing and controversy on Cerro Torre. He joined us from Colorado Public Radio in Centennial. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
And I'll tell you what, my New Year's resolution, go nowhere near that mountain. You can go to hereandnow.org to see a picture of the incredible Cerro Torre. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter Rodow.
I'm Lisa Mullins. Peter and I are in for Jeremy Hobson and Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Happy New Year.